On Broadway this weekend, a shy and quiet woman, deserted by her husband and son, spends a long, dark night explaining why she's going to commit suicide. The play is Night Mother, a revival of Marsha Norman's 1983 Pulitzer Prize winner. For our Tuesday series, Scenes I Wish I Had Written, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked Marsha Norman to pick her favorite scene from someone else's drama.
This most contemporary playwright reached way back to 1894 and Edmund Rostand's play Cyrano de Bergerac, about a brilliant poet and duelist.
He has a terribly long nose and a beautiful cousin, Roxanne. He is so in love with her, but he can't actually ever let her know that because all he has is this long sword and this big nose.
So Cyrano speaks to Roxanne through letters which his handsome friend Christian delivers. Roxanne thinks Christian is the letter writer. They marry. But Christian soon dies. Years pass. Cyrano makes regular visits to Roxanne. In this scene, near the end of the play, Cyrano, on his deathbed, asks to see the very last letter Roxanne received, and then reads it to her. Marsha Norman reads it to us.
Farewell, Roxanne. Death is near. Roxanne stops in surprise. You're reading it aloud? Cyrano says, I believe this will be my last day, my beloved. My soul is still heavy with unexpressed love, and I must die. Never again will my eyes delight. And Roxanne says, how well you read his letter.
I remember now the way you have of pushing back a lock of hair with one hand from your forehead. And my heart cries out.
His letter. And you read it so.
Cries out and keeps crying. Farewell, my dear, my dearest.
In a voice.
My own heart's own, my own treasure.
In such a voice.
My love.
It was you.
No, no, Roxanne, no.
And I might have known every time that I heard you speak my name.
No, it was not I.
It was you.
I swear.
I understand everything now. The letters, that was you.
No.
And the dear, foolish words, that was you.
No.
And the voice, in the dark, that was you.
On my honor.
Cyrano says, I swear it wasn't. Roxanne says, the soul, it was yours. It goes on. I could go on and on and on. But it's this. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing scene. I always thought that Cyrano would make such a fabulous musical because it's what I define as a great musical. It's like a love story with a great final scene. And I mean, here it is. She finds at the end of her life that this man loved her from afar, loved her so well, so, you know, with such passion.
From the romance of Cyrano de Bergerac to a darker work about love, loss, and understanding that comes too late, Marsha Norman's own drama, Night Mother.
How can I let you go? You can because you have to. It's what you've always done.
In the film version of Marsha Norman's favorite scene, Sissy Spacek is the daughter planning to end her life. Anne Bancroft plays the mother.
But you are my child. And what became of your child? I found an old baby picture of me. And it was somebody else, not me. It was somebody pink and fat, who never hurt a sick or lonely. Somebody who cried and got fed, and reached up and got held. Slept whenever she wanted to, just by closing her eyes. Somebody who mainly just laid there and laughed at the colors waving over around her head and chewed on a polka dot whale and woke up knowing some new trick nearly every day. Rolled over and drooled on the sheet. Felt your hand pull the quilt back up over me. That's who I started out. And this is who's left.
You said once, Marsha Norman, I always write about solitary confinement.
Yeah, that's right. Trying to figure out sort of how to make real contact with somebody outside of your own boundary is something that I really care about. I mean, as a little kid, I was, you know, aware of it as sort of, oh, gee, I'm trapped in this house where I don't feel like I belong. But as I've gotten older, I think, oh, you know, we're all trapped in our kind of understandings of ourselves. We're trapped in how we look and where we are and the planet. And it's a thing that I've just been interested in for my entire life.
Marcia Norman. On Broadway this weekend, a revival of her 1983 play Night Mother opens, starring Edie Falco and Brenda Blethyn. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Next Tuesday, our series Scenes I Wish I Had Written continues with the outrageous and hilarious screenwriter and director, John Waters.